was a good
was
thing.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James can be good.
You could scoot up a little if you want to bump knees with Horacio.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, Jim?
Knee bros. My glasses are blown off. All right. Sincere, sincere. All right. Business.
Oh. I got a TV got on the outside.
Sorry, I don't want to.
No, no problem.
See where all the show's going.
Still works.
What are you doing out there smoking? Oh, he's cooking.
He's, got the water at a level that I'm glad it wasn't that hot when it spilled on my leg. Because that was...
I might need a sandwich partway through.
One sandwich. You know. The only sandwich I have is a peanut butter and jelly with weed on it, and don't do it.
I brought my own small.
Did you really?
Sandwich, yeah.
Cool. Okay. What kind of sandwich?
I'm just curious.
I'm actually not entirely sure.
You had a surprise.
It was
sandwich.
Labeled in the turkey and cheese section, but I think it's ham.
You had to grab something.
Yeah. It's conference week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to be ready with supplies.
Yeah, we can do intermission. Eating intermission.
Okay. Because is that like.
We'll probably make it
smoking. Does it like pick up
intermission?
Weird, like, gross sounds.
Yeah, if you're snacking. If you're eating, yeah, it's horrible.
Really creepy. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to listen to yourself eat. You'll
immediately, when I said it, all three of you were like...
Yeah. Well, we did one where...
We used to have a segment where it was, what's in your lunchbox?
Oh, what you're eating? What's it sound like?
Guess what I'm eating.
Guess what I'm eating. That's... I kind of like that. Oh, they brought candy. Andy and Shannon, they brought candy to the podcast. These two comedians are on. And so the whole first part. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Totally.
They're really good for this, too. They're like.
Yes.
Really funny.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah. You laugh thinking about it. I like that. Yeah, but they brought candy, so then I was like, well, we gotta just eat the candy, you know? I don't care about the noises, and it was gnarly the whole time we were talking.
It was like Starburst, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like smelled good in your imagination, but it sounded horrible.
Yeah. Smell is, you know, unfortunately not really transmitted over the radio show. It's pretty, sound-oriented.
Maybe in the pizza.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's gross.
Smokehouse.
Hi, I'm Jerry Gregory. Thanks for tuning into my smellcast.
Sprays out.
Yeah.
The little radio.
I didn't like the noise.
Smell radio. Yeah. And it just smells like it does in here. Welcome to the smellcast.
Like what is that?
Nobody can identify the smell, but it invokes emotions in them all.
It smells like puppets.
Why do I even know that?
Kind of like a circus sideshow.
Joey came in here the other day and said, "Did you fart?" No. That's even worse.
In the other room.
Oh, that's funny.
Because then you're just like,
what? It smells like a fart right there.
Is that the overwhelming smell of my place all the time?
Yeah.
Is that what's going through your head?
Usually smells like a shop because it's like the old boiler room. Mm. So it has like an oil smell to it, usually.
Yeah.
But like if I leave food in here or whatever. Usually I try not to, but sometimes I do.
See, it's
weird.
But that's the thing. I've been here long enough that if I just came out and said, it smells like a fart in here.
Yeah.
You know?
Something's up. Yeah, it's different.
If it always smells like a fart, I'm not talking about how it smells like a fart in here.
Yeah, it's just normal. You're like, yeah, it's normal.
You're like, oh, here I am again.
Normal day.
Fart smell, Jeremy.
Fart city.
Damn.
Fart city. Welcome to Fart City. Down in the basement.
All right, I'm starting this damn show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. It's been a minute. But I'm stoked today because we have Maria Jost in the studio.
Hello.
Hi. I'm glad to get you in here. I've been wanting to get you in here for a long time. Your name's been on the board for an awfully long time.
I can confirm that.
The lurking board. So we got you here. You're an artist in Tacoma.
Indeed.
You're a teacher at SAMI, which, can you explain that for people that don't know?
SAMI is short for the Science and Math Institute. It is a public high school in Tacoma focusing around math and science, but yeah, also all of the requirements of a normal high school. And yeah, it's a good place to teach.
Yeah. What do you teach there?
I currently teach part-time. And I'm teaching a neuropsychology class.
Wow.
And I also teach trail running. So I have a sweet schedule. Yeah. The brain, how we understand emotions, optimizing your mind, right? And then running in the woods.
Wow. Yeah.
And then there are other responsibilities too. I'm a mentor and help with other aspects of the school and the kids' lives and stuff like that. But those are my, like, two academic courses.
Yeah.
Isn't SAMI at Point Defiance?
Correct.
Yeah, that's yes. Super cool.
It's nestled within the woods of Point Defiance Park.
And they made it, right? It was like, there wasn't a school there. There was, like, portables and stuff, and it just got a new building?
Correct. Yeah, so the portables still exist as classroom buildings, and there is a new building called the Environmental Learning Center, which is a zoo/Tacoma Public Schools joint use building. There's a daycare down below. There's offices for zoo employees and then some classrooms.
It's like sister
schools. Yeah. Yes. And then the third is called IDEA. It's the industrial design, engineering, and arts.
I like the specializing of public school. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It's a model that's been done in Europe, right? For a long time.
Probably.
I think just about every I know in Mexico at least they have like special, because like high school is like super competitive, you know, and so a lot of high schools, public high schools, go into either engineering, business, and I forgot the other ones, maybe art, but I don't think that's like a huge priority.
No.
For a lot of places.
And you can elect a sort of young age which pathway mm-hmm. to pursue.
Yeah, like once you're in middle school, like you're supposed to already have like a track you're supposed to go. And then from there, university, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was weird. I taught at SOTA, which is the School of the Arts, which is the sister of that one. And I always thought it was weird that whatever I was going to say.
Your experience teaching in the classroom, something that happened, you find it interesting that... It's gone.
It's gone.
Generalized observations about the youth.
No, it's weird how they don't even know what they have there. And I think I've talked about this before, but like it was frustrating to me teaching there to be like, yes, there's this place for kids like me when like teachers were telling me that they would pass me if I didn't come back.
Oh shit.
And there's a place for these kids.
Yes.
Like that's awesome and aimed at them. And they don't know that. Because they didn't have a sucky start.
Yeah.
They didn't have fucked up teachers. They had like, I mean, there's fucked up teachers everywhere, but then there's also badass teachers everywhere. But yeah, it was always weird to me how they take it for granted.
Mm. Well, you just don't know.
Hmm?
You just don't know.
Yeah, they don't even know. They're just at high school. You know, like how I thought about high school. Mm. They think about SOTA, where you're like, dude, you're so lucky right now. You should be just like eating that up. So that always made me get a little salty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of it is like so beautiful, you know,
yeah,
like specialized schools and like, especially for SAMI where it's like, you're surrounded by nature, you know, that's super cool. But then like, I think about like the times of my middle school and high school times and I'm like, oh.
Well, the last 2 years of my high school waste.
A waste of time.
Yeah, it's like, okay, where do I have to... Some teacher, assistant, this club, because I had everything done. It's like, what am I doing?
Why do I have to sit here?
Let me go do something else.
That topic has come up, wondering if the students are grateful or understand what they have, et cetera, et cetera. And I wonder sometimes if it's just a product of, like, the ability to reflect on what you've got in the past combined with the saltiness of old age, that that's just how we kind of think about the youth and that's just how it's going to be.
I think you just won.
I don't know. Yeah. And I'm still pretty young, you know, so like It's kind of funny because I'm like on the cusp of that saltiness.
just a little bit.
Just a little sprinkling.
Some sprinkles of sea salt on me. a Puget Sound salt.
So the school is at Point Defiance.
Yeah.
Yep. And Point Defiance is where you just did the mural?
In the new aquarium. Ooh. At the zoo.
Yeah. Ooh. That's cool.
Recently installed a mural. It is a depiction, a sort of magical inspired but also realistic depiction of the intertidal zone and the organisms that live there.
Isn't it like at the tide pool thing that you can
zone.
Play with?
Right.
The touch zone.
The area you can go to physically touch marine organisms. It's the backdrop to that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you got that.
Yeah.
you were supposed to get that.
It sort of fell into my lap, I think, for those reasons. They said they wanted somebody familiar with the ecology of local organisms, and I think someone with maybe like a background that could ask the right questions and pay attention to the like truthfulness of what these organisms do and look like ecologically, but then also inject a little bit of like
artistic flair.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. Like, they got you for that. That's like a perfect match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a great project. I love the people I worked with at the zoo to guide the process. Wonderful. And, yeah, it just worked out really well.
If you guys want to see any of this stuff that we're talking about, you can go to Maria's Instagram.
Yes.
At Patterns in Nature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. But you can see that mural right away. I think it's right on the
it's
top.
It's a recent
right now.
Post.
Oh yeah, but we'll edit this. You know, you might want to scroll down a little bit. It might be a little
There's
bit later.
Actually, no telling when this podcast will air.
So, did you grow up in Tacoma?
I did not.
You didn't.
No.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up all over the United States in various places in the Midwest and.
For military my, stuff?
Pastor.
Oh, kind of military.
Yeah. That whole other conversation. But
yeah.
It's like spiritual.
Now we're getting into some stuff.
But the, yeah.
You're
the,
a PK.
For most of my life, I was in the Northwest, in Oregon, and then Washington.
Nice.
I came to Tacoma for my undergrad at the University of Puget Sound, and then ended up traveling a bit more, but returning and thoroughly enjoying living in this city.
You got stuff.
Yeah, this is a beautiful place to live.
It really is.
God damn. There's like this major speed bump around Tacoma that people just, or like a speed trap, you know, like everybody gets caught in. They're like, I can't get out.
Can't get out.
It's a good place.
The magnet.
It brought me back.
Were you born? You were born in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Were you born in Tacoma?
Yeah.
And were you also?
No.
No.
I was from Tacoma. My mom got sent away to have me. And so it was like Carmel, California.
Okay.
But it was just to have me and then come back and be like, see? See what you didn't see?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I grew up over by UPS. Two blocks from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good neighborhood. I understand why you came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is like so close. You know,
yeah.
Just like the water.
Especially with the scoots.
Oh, yeah.
The scooters? Why the hell did you bring up the scooters? God damn. I gotta go.
Dude, I'm just seeing like people like four or five deep just like scooting.
Let me preface this whole thing. So Tacoma just got a fleet of Lime Bike scooters and bikes. And then a week later, they got a fleet of Bird scooters, right? Which... My whole thing is I think they're the same company, and they set out the first one. The first one with the bikes and the scooters is, like, white and green. It's, like, for the old folks who are, like, a little bit mellower. People aren't trying to fucking rally. Because then the birds come, they're black, uh-huh. And they're, like, cooler. They go a little bit faster.
I don't know if I've seen one of those yet.
There's more. Yeah, there's more than the light bikes.
Color dance at night. Yeah. Color dance on the side of the street.
No, they got electro dance. Yeah.
What's up?
It's disco
What's
time.
On? Come on.
So they'll have three of them on the
I'm
side of the street.
Out on some
you got to drive around.
They're the best.
It's the best thing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Seen fleets of the lime riders, but they're daytime people, right?
Is they're more mellow. They're more mellow.
Right.
So But I still think it's the same company, and they just put out those other ones. Then they brought the ones that are faster and sleeker and cooler.
Yeah. You actually have to give up your like license for that. Like, you have to take a picture of it.
Yeah, and, like, turn yourself in.
Yeah.
They're all, yeah, thanks, thanks. They're all, read this. Like, I'm like, yeah, right. Try to ride a scooter. Right.
Like, huh. It's just the motion, so. But they're tight.
That's kind of crazy. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You gave them a picture of your license.
Yeah.
In their database.
Like,
for sure.
Lime, but who cares?
What's Lime going to do to
Bird?
Me?
Bird, they don't care.
No, Bird's the one that did it.
They're not even going to be in business in 3 years.
Bird did it.
My ID's going to still be on some hard drive somewhere.
Well, that's what they're making the money with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a sellable commodity right there.
They're going to just shut down and be like, we got the scooters are done.
Yeah.
Sucked in all the information.
We got what we actually wanted.
Wow.
Leave the
scooters.
We might be on it.
I'll take the staplers. I'll have all the computers with everybody's pictures on them. I'll take that.
No, we're throwing those out. Where?
But then they realize they have like a really strange like subset of the general population. It's just like,
yeah, some weirdos,
the ones that would ride the scooters.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with that? I don't know.
Somebody was saying that
information,
that there was like they were bummed on the scooter, like how Seattle outlawed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but
that'd be crazy in Seattle.
What I heard is that they just dropped them there. Like, there was no permits, or there was no, they were just like, doo, doo, doo.
Oh, with the scooters?
Yeah. I think you got to make a deal with somebody with that type of shit before you change the whole culture of the downtown.
Uh-huh.
So you have to tell somebody. But here, it's a whole different game, though.
Yeah, Tacoma's down to make deals. Who wants to make deals?
Yeah, totally. Did you ever see that video where they made a commercial of the dude rallying a truck through Tacoma everywhere? On the main streets, they rented it. They rented Tacoma so he could just jump. He jumped into Tolleson Plaza.
I did not see this.
It was for like tires, right?
Yeah, Toyo Tires. If you look up Toyo Tires in Tacoma.
Yeah, I gotta look that up.
Yeah, it's one of the best things I've ever seen. Every place downtown in front of the art.
Did Monster have something to do with that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster, I forgot the guy. I used to know the guy's name, the random race car dude. They made the crazy truck that can't wreck. He jumps into Tolleson Plaza from the top over the dude he's chasing in the movie. He's sitting on the stairs.
Damn.
Do you know how big that is? It's like it doesn't even make sense.
Right now.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't make sense. Over the handrail. Like, blah. He just guns it and like ollies.
Yeah. And goes out on, and then he goes out on the bridge.
Yeah.
And just donuts.
Yep.
Just leaves donuts in the middle of the bridge that people drive on, and that's going to make it hard to get through.
The deal
like,
was
figure out where the lines are. There's donuts.
The deal was they were supposed to clean it up.
Years.
And they didn't.
And they didn't.
They just peeled out and were like, later.
Yeah, yeah.
They jumped in the Tacoma Dome, like from one side to the other. It's crazy. You got to check it out. Toyo Tires. Rallying Tacoma. I don't know. Urban attack.
It's pretty nuts.
It's really cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
The scooters. So, me and Joey, first of all, I started this whole thing out. Judy was like, my girlfriend was like, Judy's my girlfriend. She was like, they're free. You know, like, they put them down, they're free for this week or whatever. Mm-hmm. Your first ride's free or something's free, you know. And so I get... I get out of McMinniman's and there's one sitting there, a bike sitting there. And I'm like, ooh, that first one's free. Maybe I'll take that one and go find a scooter, you know, because it's just free time. And it's just people, every person having the best time ever just going past me. I scan the bike, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, how's this working? It's like, put in your credit card. And I'm like, ah, I got time for that. Turned it off. Went down. I was like, I'll just find a scooter. Even though I had to put my credit card in there too. But I wasn't going to put my credit card in for a bike. And so I go down, find a scooter, scan it. Or no, it says you got to put your credit card in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just put my credit card in. And it's like, cool, have fun riding your bike.
That's it.
And I just turned on the bike that was four blocks back that I scanned in the first place. Because it was just still on the screen of putting your credit card from that. So I'm standing at a scooter, and I just turned on that bike that's somewhere else. And so then I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know about that. And then I was like, oh, it goes for an hour. Something I made up that I heard. Right.
But so I'm just, they didn't, the thing, the interface didn't like tell you any more information about like how do you stop it or like what the duration is or any of that.
Well, I don't read a lot of stuff. I just, I just push buttons and like get that thing to go.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm out.
You just know that you turn on a bike and that's,
so, yeah, that's I turned on the bike. And so I'm like, and then I can't do the scooter because I'm on a bike ride. Right?
Yeah.
Somewhere. And so then I'm like, fuck. And so I go back to the studio and I'm like, ah, it's like an hour. And I was like, I should go see if it's still sitting there. I should have just went right back to it, you know? And so I go back there and I'm like, somebody's going to steal it and like get to ride it for an hour on my dime. And so I go back there, it's gone.
Of course.
And so then I'm walking back and then there's a scooter again, right? Different one. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just wait for the rest of my hour. I got like 10 more minutes on my hour. And then I'll get the scooter because I just can't wait to try it for the first time ever. So I wait there and I wait there. And then the 10 minutes is up and then just keeps going. And then I'm all, oh, like it doesn't turn off after an hour.
Yeah, where did you hear that from?
And no, nowhere. I make stuff up. Yeah. All I do for a living is make stuff up. And I'm good at it. So I just made up that it was an hour. So then after the hour, and remember, I'm still waiting. I'm watching crackheads trying to steal the one I'm about to get. And they're just like confused by it. It's making a noise like, help me, help me, help me. I'm not for crackheads. And then they just give up and like leave it like all spooked. It's funny shit. But then it ends up going like 20 miles or something over that night. I called Judy because like it's on the credit card, you know, it's just going. And so I called Judy and told her about it and she didn't really freak out, you know. I thought she'd be like, you know, figure it out. And I'd already emailed them, texted them, did all the things. And she's like, well, you did your due diligence, you know, you're good. You'll be able to tell them, you know, show that you try. And then I get home and we're just chilling. And then Joey's all, it's weird that those things are 15 cents a minute. Cause it's, you pay a dollar to get on it. And then you pay 15 cents a minute on the Lime bikes.
Okay.
But then the cool ones are 20 cents. See, so they roll those out second. But, and then Judy goes, what? And then she goes, you mean it's just rolling right now? And I was like, yes. Because we knew that, but we were just like, whoa, Judy didn't really care. Cool. Mm-hmm. Must be chill. Oh, man. But that was my first interaction with those things. And I just had to get it, like, I had to get it.
You got a wave?
Yeah. They were like, oh, it's cool. Right on.
Right on.
Ding.
Thanks, Lime.
Right on. That's what they said. They say it with their mouth. Like they teach them to say it. It's their catchphrase, but they say it to you. Right on.
Right on.
And I'm all, I can't wait, man. Tomorrow, man, I'm gonna be out there. Me and Joey rallied them. Went 5 miles.
Rallied them to dead.
Yeah. We went until they died. And then with this, we rallied them until they died, and my phone died right before that. So then I couldn't turn it off. And so I had to take, we just came back here. I had to plug my phone in so I could get back on and turn it off. So I'm having a rough time, but.
Your enthusiasm it's suggests the, otherwise, though.
Well, you know? It's just awesome.
Because once you get on them, it's just like.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It's like skating for old dudes.
Yeah.
There's like handlebars.
Right.
And you can, I'm taking old lines I used to take to go downtown. On a scooter and doing getting little jumps, just getting Lime bike.
Yeah, this podcast brought to you by.
I think I'm just gonna buy one though. They're like $500.
And then it's yours.
Yeah, and you just charge it and ride it all day, and then you charge it again.
But Monty did have a good point. Leave that one outside of the restaurant you're about to go eat at.
No, I'll bring that with me everywhere. I'll have a little wig on it. Look at. Where is it at? This way? And just have it at the table. Be like, that's my support scooter. Oh, it's the best. And people are, we came out of a taco place. I'm trying to get off the scooters, but I can't. We come out of a taco place and Joey's like, it's right in the beginning, you know, and Joey's like, I'm turning this one on. Turns it on. And then this group comes out and the dude's all, that was my scooter. Just gets super bummed. He's all mad, looking at Joey all crazy.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. And then he walked.
Oblivious to that whole thing.
I know, because you were in Scooterville, where you were just like turning it on and shit. You were like, yeah, and then it was dead.
Yep.
Oh my God. It's ridiculous.
Stole my dollar just to start it up and be dead.
So you haven't even tried it yet.
No, I wish that I could contribute more meaningfully to the conversation, yeah. But I have not.
I'm well,
not
see, this is yet. The thing. You got to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
You got.
I'm intrigued.
It's fun.
Ooh, and people. 5 mile drive would be a good place for that too.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It'd be fun to
just ride them. What'd you say? Definitely.
Yeah, 5 mile drive.
Oh yeah.
Would be a good. What do you mean? It would be fun to just ride them? Isn't that?
Always.
Exactly what you
yes,
think?
Yes. I'm just saying stuff. Like, okay. Yay. I'm just saying, yay.
Yeah.
We got something cool that just, our culture just changed in a cool way. But you got to be very careful with this because, like, one company comes and another company comes, then another company comes, and then pretty soon it's China. In China, they have a zillion of these bikes, electric assist bikes. And they're in piles and corners. People break them, like these scooters too, but people break
them. They're just littered among the streets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so they pick them up. The city picks them up and puts them in these yards. And it's cheaper to get a new one than to get that one out of impound.
Oh, damn.
So all it's doing is growing. And they have these huge yards of red, yellow, and green bikes in order of color. So that, and it's a zillion.
I can imagine this.
If you Google that, you'll see some crazy like aerial footage where they show it, and it's just. I was like, you gotta do something. Like, yeah. There's so that's something's wrong,
dude.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Scooter apocalypse.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And then I start seeing them laying around here.
Scooter Ooh. Graveyard. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Scooter apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be like all the badass kids. Where'd you grow up? I live out in the scooters.
Yeah.
People just live in them. I love that idea.
I could see it.
Yeah. Like a terrible sci-fi movie. Yeah. So good.
The fight for equal rights for the scooter people.
We're people too. Just because we live in Scootville doesn't mean anything.
Everyone signs off with right on.
Right on.
Yeah. I love it. That's so good.
That's their call. All right. Enough about this scooter changing climate.
I am interested in asking a Ooh. Question.
Yes.
Go for it.
So how did you like really start merging? Or I checked out your website
mm-hmm.
and it said on the bottom it says like following the patterns in nature, like yeah. you know.
Inspired by the patterns in nature, right. inspired by right. ecological sciences, etc.
And so, like, how did you start going about that? Was it, like, did you go through science first, or were you kind of just, like an artistic kid?
Yeah. It's been simultaneous, mm-hmm. I think, for probably my whole life. I guess the interest in drawing and fascination with the, like, visuals of nature and being in nature, which I guess picked up more in college, but that transferred through to my undergrad, where I was taking both types of classes and ultimately finished a degree in biology, but paired art with it. And then I think have somewhat by chance and also quite deliberately carved out a collection of jobs that balance the two.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking about this, like, damn, this sounds kind of creepy. But on your website, you have your resume. you have your resume on there.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just clicking through things. So I was like, let's see what she's done. but I saw that when you finished your biology degree, that you had done your thesis. Is that what they call it? Like your thesis on like art or.
Yeah, it's like the value of art education in public schools.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
with the biology background, you did that, and so it's like
right.
how much play do you have with like being in the science fields, but still like pushing like an artistic type of mind frame.
I should add that I am a teacher, and so like the teaching kind of melds the two a bit, or mm-hmm. gives me more of a platform because I can imagine if I were still like really involved in research specifically, right? Like science research rather than teaching, there might have to be different ways to involve them.
Mm-hmm. So you just kind of use it like as a way to reach your students then, or like
that's one way. The two subject matters can overlap with a variety of topics. Mm-hmm.
I think the processes overlap.
Yeah, tell me more.
To be like a scientist, you have to like work. You have to be into it, you know? And I think it's the same with art. It's like the same. You have to be driven and like constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, there's like a intense focus on details, whether it's trying to understand exactly what I'm looking at, maybe a lot of data points together. And then also artistically, my work tends toward like repetitive, almost punishing detail work.
That's funny.
Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, I'd definitely agree. The like skill sets for both overlap and enhance.
Yeah.
Let me do another plug for your Instagram. Patterns in Nature. At Patterns in Nature, if you want to see what she's talking about with the painstakingness.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting to use or to merge them both, you know, because everything is connected in some mm-hmm. sort of way. And it kind of reminded me, have you guys ever heard of, it's called BioArt? Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. So you can kind of imagine like what it is, like where you kind of just use art or things in nature as art, like that would count too, but there's this thing where it's a chemist and geneticist where they're taking these petri dishes and like they're manipulating the microbes inside of that petri dish. Some of them are like fluorescent. Some of them they just kind of taint with a certain color, and like they grow them and then they grow in certain like shapes and patterns.
Yeah.
Some of them have been like I think I saw some bio art petri dishes that were like who's that famous. John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
The woman.
John F. Kennedy's woman? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, they've been like...
I don't think that's on the
I was going to say his record. Wife. I thought that was going to... I was going to say his wife. I was all confused.
No. No, the one he actually hung up.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, there's been like petri dishes of like recreations of her face and like just all kinds of stuff.
So like it's like the substrate is living. It's like...
Yeah, it's like actual living
organisms that have been like... disturb
and they feed them and stuff and like it
and the different organisms make different colors or whatever. That's cool.
Yeah,
I saw something like that. It wasn't that in depth, but it was those little, there's like these little critters, I'll call them, in the river that take rocks and make a shell over their body. And this artist took he would take gems, he would put them in the fish tank and then take gems and have it only be like broken up gems in there. And so then they make their shell
They would beautifully construct.
Yeah.
And
they do all the work. You just dump it in there.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And it was a crazy thought. What's that?
How do they get it to stay together?
The same way they do it, however they're doing it with their snot or whatever, you know?
Mm.
Well, however they do it with little rocks that are crappy ones, they're just doing it like diamonds and shit. They're all, what up, dog? Getting blinged out.
Check out my grill.
It's cool. I wish I could remember what those insects are called or whatever they're called. I don't know if it's insects, but like, they're in the river. When I was a kid, we used to catch them.
Yeah. I would want to know.
Like, are they going to die from that?
Or I was thinking more along the lines of, like, what are the potential, I guess, positive or negative effects of living in a bling home versus your standard river bottom substrate home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a rock house would be a little darker than a diamond.
Yeah. There's going to be something.
Their internal organs aren't used to ultraviolet radiation, even at minute levels. They're like doomed. It's a beautiful, like, sparkly death.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Predators rolling up on them.
But they're prettier, so maybe like they attract more mates.
Raccoons collect them.
They get more backup?
Maybe.
Mm. Raccoons are just making rain. Bam. I like that picture.
But yeah.
So bio art. Yeah.
Bio art is cool. Tight.
So it can encompass like any number of things, right? I mean, right?
It's a like a just a general word really, but mostly that's like the context that I've seen it. I have been seeing these like other instances where like they're kind of manipulating like the genes of like larger, more complex animals. Like for instance, like somebody made glow in the dark bunnies. And so, yeah, and so, like, there's, like, these definitely, like, some moral or ethical,
yeah, there's
ethical,
it gets weird.
I want to be God. Neon bunnies, man. That's funny.
Yeah.
How much work does it take to make a neon bunny to figure that out?
I imagine if you got to have, like, some kind of CRISPR machine, you know, like, that scene editing.
Or, so, like... I don't know, $25 for some golden neon.
Are you familiar with CRISPR, the genetic?
No.
So when he said that, what did you think of?
Nothing. I just laughed because I don't know what he's talking about.
CRISPR's awesome.
But what is it? A machine. It's funny. Like, what would a CRISPR do? Like,
a CRISPR for eating, like for cooking. No. What are we talking about?
You
guys?
It's you guys science shit.
It allows you to manipulate like the gene code, like DNA.
Oh, okay.
It's a cutter. It's the scissors.
So, wait. Oh, you're doing that. You're taking that spindly thing, and you're taking pieces out and putting a different one in there until you get a neon bunny?
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to do something else. There's a lot of other things you could be doing.
That's coming for your human babies pretty soon here.
You want your baby to be neon? We can hook it up. So it costs a lot. You never lose them.
If I had the choice, I wouldn't want my baby to get cancer.
Oh, yeah, they'd probably have to do some testing.
Then it gets weird, though. Since, like, do you have the money for it?
Do you have
and
the
just
money?
Rich people never have cancer?
Yeah, these bunnies are definitely, like, upwards of 10,000, I think it was. So it's, like, only, like, the elite who have...
Neon bunnies.
Wait, you can actually have this as a pet?
I think you can get these.
This is like,
I think it's like
real life.
It's not that
information. I don't know if I'm like I'm just bullshitting this, but I think you can get them somewhere in China.
That's crazy.
Hopefully that's just not like my Western bias.
That's just probably a copy.
They're just spray painted.
They're cheap. You get 12 for one. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's for me like dang, like that seems relatively harmless. What are people willing to do in the name of art?
You know? Yeah, but here's the problem though. You don't know. Like, say you make a change to a bunny, and make it neon, and then say you have a female and a male, and then they make more, and then they get out. You don't know what that repercussions going to have on the rest of the ecosystem. Like, that could be so bad to where it affects us 10,000 years from now.
What a strange and wonderful example of the perils of genetic engineering.
Yeah.
The neon bunny.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of Blade Runner. You know, like, they're making all these clone people, right? And, like, they're expected to be sterile. But, like, in the new movie, like, they're like one of them is actually, they actually gave birth, and that's like their Jesus or whatever. And so like I imagine just over time, generations, like one actually becomes like capable of reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I don't think that's too crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Let's just take a breath for a second. I'm getting freaked out. Robots and neon bunnies. Scooters getting my license.
Mm-hmm. I want to be on a scooter with a neon bunny.
Artists that are into science.
That's normal.
Well, we're probably going to have to take a sandwich break.
Yeah,
you never got a sandwich break?
I didn't get a sandwich break.
What kind of sandwich?
I believe ham and Swiss.
We'll do a salad break.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
And then we'll come back. We'll do some questions from the Weird Beard. She doesn't know nothing about that.
I don't know
anything about Weird Beard.
You don't?
No.
You've never got a Weird Beard question when you've been on the podcast?
No, you didn't have one that week I was here.
And then he was on vacation.
First time I was here, I was before Weird Beard.
Woo! That's how old school you are.
But you witnessed a Weird Beard, right?
No.
No?
No.
You never seen his little mouth?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's all new.
It's amazing. He just told me today that he's a third generation little mouther.
What?
I'm wow. so interested in what. It's
interesting.
Mm-hmm. This is good. His dad had a little tiny mouth in that beard. His grandpa had a little tiny mouth in that beard. It's weird. It's all weird. So we'll be right back in a second. Let's do some music on the way out. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What kind? Hawaiian?
I think that's what's
you want some Hawaiian? All right. We'll hit it then. We'll be right back. Shut the fuck up.
That was perfect.
How the hell did that even happen? That's nuts. That was nuts. All right. We're back from break. You had a sandwich?
Sandwich gone.
Sandwich gone. Done. Horacio, you good?
Yeah, yeah. I underestimated like how hot this tea was.
It still hasn't reached drinkable temperature.
Yeah, I'm cooling in it. No, I'm Joey. I'm good.
Joey's good.
Had some salad. It was good.
Chicken. Oh, salad. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Is that lemon salad?
Lemon. So, we're back into the action. I said we're going to come back and get some questions from the Weird Beard.
You did mention that.
All right. Let's do that then. He's been kind of on break. His microphone's broke on his phone. He sends me the video.
Yeah.
So you can see it. His mouth and the beard. And, but his mic's been messed up. So he's been trying every time. Doesn't really work out. It's like one of the times when I'm glad I'm not paying him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just every time there's all these hassles, all this, you know, you should probably get a new phone, dude. But anyways, well, that's a side note.
Now that Lime Bike's sponsoring us, we get him a new phone.
Ooh, I like that.
Right on.
Oh, whew, I thought I erased it.
Okay.
So, here it is. First, you can take a gander at the beard.
Is the beard identity... Mm. Common knowledge?
No.
No.
No. No, no, okay. No. This is top secret.
I'm taking it in.
Top secret. I think I've only said it once. Go find it, nerds. All right,
I'm ready. Is this to all of us? The question is being posed?
No.
It's only to you.
Yeah, he takes the name, and then he just comes back with some questions.
Okay.
Mm. We'll see if this is the first one I'm using.
Yeah, I got it. All right. I have to keep this short due to an ongoing labor dispute with Candy Teeth Creative. Maria, your Instagram is @patternsinnature. I was wondering what specific patterns you are seeing and if you've sought help. I, for instance, used to see the phrase, kill the girl, whenever I stared longingly into herringbone tweed. But I'm better now. I promise.
Okay. My first thought while hearing this was, and this is coming from a neuroscience perspective.
Right.
Is Mr. Weird Beard, your neurological circuitry is different than mine. That was my initial thought.
Yeah. Yes.
But so is everyone's in this room, right? So, but yeah, yours is like considerably different in certain ways. So I don't know. I like now I have the choice of which direction to take the question.
Yeah.
Specifically, so I'll probably give like a heartfelt, truthful, dry scientific answer here, Mr. Weird Beard. But I'm super interested in like how biological organization, right? All the like patterns that create how cells are arranged or where barnacles decide to colonize or just these like kind of chance encounters of design, how like over with a wider scope or like at a larger distance, you get these like crazy emergent properties or you get just like a structural beauty that's super complex. And I like to geek out on stuff like that.
Yeah.
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 You just did good with that question. Awesome. Weird beard. I was like, come on, weird beard. Because I'm always like, come on, you got to step it up. He always talks about trying to get paid. And I'm like, just try to get quality, you know?
Right.
Quality. But that was a good one. Turns out.
Yeah.
You made it a good
Thanks.
One.
As far as like the Fibonacci and like all that stuff, like how does that come into play, being somebody with a degree? And not just like some YouTube person.
Sure. I mean, I want to like qualify that I don't feel like an expert on that particular subject. And, you know, like science is this vast world of different topics. That's like a good example. I think of where like the larger pattern brings like increased complexity, but like within the larger pattern, you have these, you know, like microcosm pockets of repetitive forms. You can like dive into things philosophically and cosmically, and like for me, just even the aesthetics straight up is like enough to inspire artwork.
That's what I love, like the Tacoma textures. I do a hashtag.
Yeah,
Tacoma
I'm always textures. Like, yeah, he's posting these for me, man. Double tap.
I'm tripping on everything you just said, you know, and all those pictures. Like, it's like, whoa, look at that. Or look, if you look at this close, or if you're far away, or, you know, it's so awesome. It's everywhere. He's only supposed to do one question, but.
Can he ask another one to someone else? Or is...
No.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
Just you.
No, it's just bring
the
on,
name,
man.
Whatever the name is.
But he did a little research in that one.
Yeah. He's a stalker.
For sure.
For my second, not at all allowed question, I'd like to ask why you've chosen to hide scenes of graphic sex in most of your wildlife paintings. Thank you. And remember that if you do work, you should be getting paid, Jeremy.
He brought it back around.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. If you do work, but not for bad work. Anyways, do you want to answer the question? Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked on a whole other side.
I just like
behind the scenes.
I don't think he really looked at my art. I'm gonna say that.
Is it fucking gonna be weird, like, beard?
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Is it gonna be like his circuitry is telling
so,
you?
I mean, okay, yeah, like. We each perceive different things based on the minute differences in our sensory processing machinery and arrangement of neurons, but still, dude, I don't think he did his research.
So he's a stalker, but he's a bad stalker.
Yeah, he's like a lazy kind of stalker.
Yeah, Weird Beard is still an intern level, I would imagine. Unpaid intern level.
All right.
Based on
there
his
you go.
Performance tonight.
I think it's been...
The jury's in.
Yeah.
The jury's
been
in.
Decided.
That doesn't go good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to get fired. He's just going to have to work hard. You know, a little bit harder.
Dang. I didn't realize we're in a bootstrap
it's going
environment
on.
Here.
Oh, right.
It's going on. Well, once you say, I'm cool until you start talking shit.
I'm going to have to side on the side of labor.
Oh, no, you're on Weird Beard's side. Oh, shit, I didn't even think about it. I was that guy at the top of the business that didn't even think about it.
Unpaid interns.
Yeah, you're like the boss. Like, talking about, man, I'm sorry, too. I feel like I should have thought about all perspectives in the room before I made my conclusion.
I forgot what I was just going to do. Weird Beard. That was it. Goddamn, I had something that went with Weird Beard, but I just need to get him out of my mind.
That was all the Weird Beard questions?
Yeah, two.
Oh, he does two questions?
Yeah, well,
sometimes
he's supposed to do one.
Three.
Yeah, he pushes it sometimes.
But usually they're pretty good. I'm kind of surprised at this one.
Yeah, but did you see how the answer brought the question up? Brought the question up in level. Did that make sense?
What do you mean?
Like the way she answered the question made that question work.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, that could just be like, well, dude.
But then he got greedy.
Was that?
Then he got greedy.
Yeah, he went for
pay
it.
Me.
Yeah, something
right. Twice. Yeah.
We'll talk.
And then there's a labor dispute now.
We'll talk.
I'll do a
poll on my story and see.
To our union representative.
If we should keep Weird Beard around, even.
It's going to be striking. You're going to have to move the podcast to Instagram, TV.
Oh, it's like live and terrible. Yeah, it's bad. Everyone finally can like see what's happening and they're like, nah.
We gotta outsource it.
He's gonna do the really bad one where they're on scooters and you can't hear anything.
Yeah, because the sound guy's on strike. And yeah.
I wanted to do the scooter one. The scooter. Wait, can you get a DUI on this damn scooter? That's the real question that everybody's asking.
We're doing the scooters again.
Yeah, I'm going back into it. I don't even care. I'm scooter man.
Based on my internet research that took place about an hour ago, I would say we can quickly answer that and say, yes, you absolutely can get a DUI on the scooter. Ooh. And it would be an unfortunate and stupid mistake. Way to get a DUI, definitely.
14 miles an hour, max speed, DUI. Go faster on a bicycle.
That was according to several sources, mainly citing other states, but I would just imagine it's
but this is new
pretty
here.
Straightforward. Oh, you're
absolutely correct. Yeah. I guarantee they're giving out DUIs.
So one other question while we're talking about scooters. Thing.
Really against, correct. I mean.
While we're talking about scooters, do you have to wear a helmet?
Some people do, actually.
You do.
Yeah. That's helmet law.
That's just
how it's. It would be specific to the state, right, or city, like law. But here, right?
Here's one.
It's kind of like when you if you smoke weed, you can't just smoke weed anywhere. It's legal, but because there's a no smoking law, you can't just smoke anywhere.
Like you can ride a scooter, but you better have a helmet on.
Yeah, because there's already that law.
They can't catch me on that though. I'm the gingerbread man on that motherfucker. Woo. It's nuts. It gets nuts out there with the bird. Okay, enough about scooters again. So, Maria.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming here.
You are so welcome. This has been a pleasant conversation and evening. And I got to meet two people that I had not previously met. So.
And they're cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are all cool. It's so cool when you introduce people and I'll do that. Like when I introduce people, I'll be like, you're cool and you're cool. Like, do what you do.
Be cool together.
People always look at me all weird, but it's true. So I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast. And one more thing for you, though.
Yes.
Do you listen to music when you work on artwork?
I often do listen to music when I work on artwork.
Do you have any, like, go-tos that you could say right now and then we could play it on the way out?
That is a great question. I honestly wish I had like an unlimited supply of cool music recommendations.
Yeah.
I'm like not necessarily that person.
Yeah.
The album probably that I listened to with the large piece that I recently completed.
Yeah.
Was the Carter's new album?
Yeah.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z was the one that I listened to most probably. Of the new stuff. You know, like Radiohead, and there's a Nick Drake album that I play like once a week. There's like certain things that will pop up, but that was the new one.
The driving force behind that. Isn't that weird how it gets into the art? Like that mural makes you think of that next time you see it. I mean, or in 20 years when you see it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah. Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a study on like productivity versus like enjoyable versus like monotonous music, you know?
Like what different types of music inspire and all those.
Like there has to be like some kind of study where like people, like for stores, for instance, you know, like our store, like I work at a hardware store and like they play like this like 80s like always upbeat, and I was like, I wonder if this is pushing people to buy more shit, you know, like if
I can paint that shelf in
certain songs.
I can paint that fence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, feels great today.
Yeah. Just a thought.
The liquor store is just playing like sad songs.
Buy another. Yeah. You want another gallon.
It comes with the glass.
Hey. The weed store's got Bob Marley on, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, thanks again one more time.
You're welcome.
And thanks everybody for listening. Thank you guys for coming. Joanna Rossio in the house.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
We have to send a shout out to Jeff Week. Because he's
missing. Collective shout out.
Jeff. Were you going to call him? Magic, 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 magic.